Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Good morning and aloha. Let's see if I get this right here. Good morning. Aloha from Cocoa Beach, Florida. I want to give a special shout out to the people in Puerto Rico. Right now, our prayers are with you. My son is working over there with ICF, and his wife works there for ICF too, and Rod, his friend, and Michael, people there that he speaks about so highly are there, and they're really up against it because they're working to try to bring recovery, working for ICF, who does contracting work, so FEMA, product management for the local government, so they can get funding from FEMA. And now they're going through all of these earthquakes. My son said they've had over 1,600 earthquakes since about the end of the year, and some of them are quite significant. So pray for all the people in Puerto Rico, and pray for the people at ICF too, the corporation that my son works for and his wife works for. Just want to give a special shout out to them. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I did. The Baylor women were able to beat, I forget the name of the school we played, but anyway, Baylor women went in number 6 and they beat UConn, I think it was, who hadn't lost a game at home in 98 games, and we were able to beat them. And then the Baylor men, they were ranked number 4, they went into Kansas, and Kansas hadn't lost a home game in 28 games, so it was kind of a good weekend for Baylor, and everyone watched pro football, and we all know what's going on tonight, college football national championship. So you know who's happy? Mother Angelica's happy, because she's always happy. She's living in heaven, and I bet she's a football fan. But isn't it cool that God gave us sports and the arts and all of that stuff? I better put my glasses on so I can see what you guys are saying. Peter Morton's in the house. I think I saw Pat Gervais' name go flying by here. Yes, and what's going on in the Philippines? Praying for them too. I know you probably said a special rosary for them, but say a rosary also today for the people in Puerto Rico, and especially my family members that are there. So today we're going to talk about man's response to God, and it's a really cool Catholic, catechetical, powerful statement. Man's response to God. You know, one of my favorite things in martial arts when I'm fighting is I don't like to initiate. I like to provoke an attack, and then when the attack comes, that person's body tends to open up, right, in certain ways, and then use that opportunity of the attack to respond and to do whatever damage I want to do. Well, this is quite a different analogy, but it's so cool that it's God's energy coming towards us. God is initiating, and our job is to respond. So it's not like we're initiating the relationship. God is initiating the relationship. The very fact that you desire a relationship is indicative that God wants to draw you into a closer walk with Him. But you put that desire in your heart for a reason. Hey, Dennis Davies, you know what? It's just like if I never knew there was a Whataburger, I wouldn't necessarily want a Whataburger, right? But there's something, there's a knowing inside of us that there's something greater than who we are, and we have a desire for that, and that what that is God. So we know there's a God, or we wouldn't be so curious about Him or wonder about Him or think about it. I mean, atheists think more about God than a lot of Christians do, honestly. So, hey, Tony, good to see you. Hey, Dennis, when are you guys going to have come speak at your men's conference? I want to have an excuse to go there. I want an excuse to go there and surf the cable, the BSR. I went there, but I didn't get to surf because you have to have reservations 6 months early. It's a surf spot in Waco, Texas. It's so funny. It's 6 hours from the coast. So, paragraph 142, by His revelation, the invisible God, from the fullness of His love, addresses men as his friends and moves among them in order to invite and receive them into his own company. I wonder who wrote that. Okay, that's Dei Verbum, and it's a quote. It quotes like 8-10 different scripture verses. The adequate response to this invitation is faith. So do you want to be in God's company? You want to be in ride with God's pack? Respond with faith. By faith, man completely submits his intellect, and what else does he need to submit? And his will to God. With his whole being, man gives his assent to God, the revealer. Sacred scripture calls this human response to God, the author of Revelation, the obedience of faith. So we know that demons believe in God. They don't obey, though. They don't even have faith because they know. So there's a certain obedience of faith. And once you get to that place where it's faith seeking understanding, all of scripture can open up to you because you're having faith in the Lord. You believe this to be his love letter to you. And then the Holy Spirit gets to start whispering things to you, shouting things to you, pointing out things to you. And that's why we love to read the Bible. Right now I'm starting a whole new season in my life. I expect it to take a few years. I'm reading through, or maybe not take that long. I'm reading through the Bible and at the same time reading the commentaries from the early church fathers. Mike Aquilino, when I interview him, every now and then he'll quote from this commentary, ancient commentary on the scriptures, and it's all on the early church fathers. I think it's about a 20-volume set. So I'm going to read that whole set while I'm reading through the Bible. So wow, am I going to be on a great journey. So it's the beginning of the year. What journey are you going to be on spiritually this year? What goals do you have? 2 years ago, I set off on a journey to study the life of St. Paul. And I still do that here and there. I will read a book about him. But I set off on a quest to seek that. So what are you going to be seeking this year? Also, it's that time of year, I know, to set New Year's resolutions. What is your New Year's resolution this year? Physically, what's your physical fitness resolution? So life is a journey, but we get to choose. We're free agents. We get to choose to a great degree how we're going to respond, first by responding in faith and saying, Lord, what should my focus be this year? John Clapucci, one of these days, I'm going to go with you to Ireland. Welcome home. Welcome home, my brother. You've been so faithful in helping me in the ministry. But one of these days, I want to see Ireland the way John Clapucci sees it. I saw Ireland for 1 week when I was very ill. I had a hotel room for one night halfway between the Guinness Brewery and the Jameson Distillery, and I didn't get to go to either of them. So one of these days, John, we'll make a trip there together. The obedience of faith. To obey, from the Latin, ob odiere. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Ob odiere. To hear or listen. So to obey, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, most people didn't sit and read, and if they did read, they didn't read silently, they would read out loud. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I just read this book here, actually. I'm going to start doing book reviews, by the way. Mary and the Fathers of the Church, and several of the church fathers say that Mary conceived, in a sense, through her hearing, through her ears, because she received by faith what the angel was saying. So the obedience of faith, to obey means to hear or to listen. In faith is to submit freely to the word that has been heard, because its truth is guaranteed by God. So to submit freely is totally different than to submit because you have to, right? Like the prodigal son's brother obeyed his father, but he did it because he felt he had to. But to submit freely to the word that has been heard, because its truth is guaranteed by God, who is truth itself. Remember Pilate said, when he asked Jesus, what is truth? He didn't know Jesus had said just months earlier, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Truth was standing right in front of him. So read it again. To obey, from the Latin ob odere, to hear or listen, in faith is to submit freely to the word that has been heard. And because its truth is guaranteed by God, who is truth itself. Abraham is the model of such obedience offered us by sacred scripture. Remember, his name was Abram, and his wife's name was Sarai. And when God said Sarai is going to conceive and have a child in her old age, even though she's been barren her whole life, they went, ha ha. So God added a ha to both of their names, and Abram became Abraham, father of many, and Sarai became Sarah. The Virgin Mary is its most perfect embodiment. So we're going to talk about Abraham, the father of all who believe. There's the roll call of faith in the letter to the Hebrews where it just talks about all those who believe. It starts with Abraham. The letter to the Hebrews, in its great eulogy of the faith of Israel's ancestors. Now you're making us jealous, John. I went from being happy for you that you were in Ireland to making me jealous. So, the letter to the Hebrews, in its great eulogy of the faith of Israel's ancestors, lays special emphasis on Abraham's faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was to go. It's so interesting. So Abraham was a nomad, he was a Bedouin. God told him to go to a new place. I just remember, I think the only land that Abraham ever bought was a small plot by the Oak of Mamre where he wanted to be buried. And that's kind of like us, right? We're to be pilgrims on this earth. God's taken us to a new place, but the only place we really want to, only really long for is heaven. I know when I'm in Hawaii and I'm surfing at sunset and they're lighting the tiki torches along the beach and I hear the Hawaiian music and the drums playing and the waves are breaking. When I look out to the waves, I see molten lava as the orange sun sets behind them. I can see the globe shining through the waves themselves, and molten lava, orange water from the sun, and then Diamond Head in the distance. But I still don't feel quite like I'm at home. I feel like it's as home can be. But I know it's not my home. There's still this longing for something more, and that's heaven. That's the place that God was calling Abraham to and is calling us to. The only thing he bought, the only land he owned, was a burial plot. Remember, we say, memore, memento mori, remember your death. Live like you're going to die. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was even to go. God didn't give him a map. He said, go to the place that I will show you. So every day God had to check in with God. Now where should I go? Just like Moses in the wilderness, when it was time for the people of Israel to move, the cloud of the Shekinah glory of God would lift off the tent and they would know they better pack up, and then it would move and they would follow the cloud. That's what we need to do. We need to follow the cloud. One of the things I've learned in my life about following the cloud is there are times when I'm doing something, I have great grace to do it, and then I feel it diminishing and I'll call on God's strength to continue. But I just realized that God's glory has left this situation, and God's moved on, and I need to go, okay, well, Lord, where do I go next? I remember when I first came to Florida, it was so strange because I had my home in Hawaii still. I just felt compelled to rent a place here because I guess I was doing more ministry work here, but that was just kind of an excuse. I just felt I needed to rent a place here in Cocoa Beach. I remember when I first came here to surf a contest, I thought, well, you know, someday I might live here. I wasn't thinking about moving. course, I still have my home in Hawaii, but people say, well, how long? And then I rented a place, and people say, well, how long are you here for? And I go, I don't even know. Well, why are you here? I don't even know. Just feel like I'm supposed to be here. I can feel the cloud has moved, and I'm supposed to be here. And come to find out, I met my wife. And because she's in Florida, we have this home here too, and this is our kind of headquarters for ministry. All of our ministry kind of starts out of here. So we need to be obedient and follow the cloud. Follow, go to the direction that God will show us. Remember, His word is a lamp unto our feet. So He shows us where we're supposed to step next. So Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he lived as a stranger and pilgrim in the promised land. By faith, Sarah was given to conceive the son of the promise. And by faith, Abraham offered his only son in sacrifice. This is so cool, doing this with you guys. So, reminding you, it's a new year. What is your ascetic life going to be? Are you going to... I was just on Matt Swaim's show, on the Morning Sunrise show, and I challenge everybody to limit their sugar carbs to less than 25 or less than 50 a day. Get right physically. Do resistance training. I think of Peter Morton. When you're on that guy, you see a rock of a man. Do your physical, do your walking. I do my walking or your cardio or your resistance training. Get lots of sleep. You can really train yourself spiritually from the outside in. By disciplining your body, that ascetic life, the monks knew what they were doing. By starting from the outside in, by fasting and all those things like we do in the Lenten area, where we tell our body, you're not in charge, it's a way of beginning to grow in a life of virtue. So let you think about what your New Year's resolution is going to be. I know a lot of you have already told us. If you haven't, you can post it here. And we'll be posting soon about a man cave meetup also. Enjoy the sunrise a bit.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.